ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. Every week in Fabulous magazine, we talk to our most loved celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now we're going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations.
In fact, that's one of the things that you definitely instilled in me and my sister. As soon as we left school, you were like, go find your life, go fly the nest, and go and do your thing.
This is the podcast where I get under the skin of what really makes a woman by meeting the most important lady in their life.
Steps had to come to an end at that time.
Mums and daughters may not always be the best of friends, but in this show, our fabulous females are brave enough to let us into their personal lives and share the highs and lows of their relationships. I'm Lisa Snowden. This is Things I Told My Daughter. And here's what happened when I met Faye Tozer and her mum, Dorothy. Today I find myself wandering through the Grade 2 listed West End Apollo Theatre, but I'm not here to see a show, nor am I here to tread the boards. That would be a disaster. The reason I've made my way into central London today is to sit down and talk with the singer-songwriter, dancer and current stage actress Faye Tozer and her mother, Dorothy. Faye shot to fame with the UK pop group Steps before going on to carve out a successful career on and off the stage. Recently, Faye has rejoined Steps and embarked on an arena tour. She was placed second in this year's Strictly Come Dancing and is currently playing the role of Miss Hedge in the smash hit musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie. Speaking of talking, I think it's time to enter the dressing room as we meet Faye and Dorothy Tozer.
Thank you for letting me come into your dressing room. Hello, it's Mama. So nice to meet you, Faye and Dorothy Tozer.
Hi.
This is incredible. Faye, just set the scene for me. Where are we?
Well, we've brought you to my dressing room at the Apollo Theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue because I'm currently performing in Everybody's Talking About Jamie, and I thought I'd let you into my little home.
This is so exciting for me because I am such a West End Wendy.
Lovely.
And I've never been into the belly of the beast of a theatre. So to get to see and be inside it and see the dressing rooms are just amazing. So Faye, let's talk about your background because it is so, I mean, I didn't have any clue how many stage productions, musical theatre you've been involved in. It's like that is, you know, it's acting, it's singing, but tell me about sort of when you were little and how you sort of fell into that.
Mum, you sent me and my sister, I've got one sister, Claire, who's 2 years older than me, you sent us to ballet classes, didn't you, when we were little? So Claire went in at three, didn't
yes.
she? I tried it at three and then didn't want to.
No.
And then went back
Miss
again
Anne
at six.
Used to have to drag you in.
Who knew?
Our times
yes,
have changed.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah. But then I started competition, didn't I?
Yes.
When I was little, and I did my first pantomime when I was six at the Luton Library Theatre, and our celebrity in that show was Davy Jones from The Monkees.
Oh, wow. But yeah, that's amazing. So you started making money and had your own bank account and everything.
Yeah.
So is that when you realised that this is what you wanted to do?
I never knew that it wasn't what I wanted to do because it was such a big part of my life. And I think because also we went to the Dunstable Little Theatre,
yes.
which was like a local Amdram theatre club. And we did every sort of production there as well, didn't
we?
Dad would do set, Mum would do costumes, and me and my sister, we'd be on stage doing bits and pieces. So it was a big whole family affair, you know.
It was great fun.
Yeah.
It really was.
And did your sister continue?
My sister still does.
Does she really? So it's really completely in your blood, 100% as a family.
Yeah,
something like that, yes.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that your favourite part of home time after school, let me actually get the quote here, which say, my favourite time at school was home time. I couldn't wait to get home and do my little song and dance routines for my mum and dad.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't enjoy regular school as much as lots of people do. Mm. And I used to do lots of things after school, like my dance classes, music lessons, yes. things like that. And that's what really, really was what I wanted to do.
Same
and
as me, actually. Yeah, like, I mean, the academic.
Maths, you know, anything to do with art as well. We're a very arty family as well, drawing. Yeah. I mean, if you go home to mum and dad's, there's still like paintings that we've done in our own bedrooms and like up the walls and stuff, where mum and dad would let us, you know, be artistic in our own space. So yeah.
And then you went to stage school.
No, I didn't go.
You
to
didn't
stage
go to
school,
stage school.
No, I just did lessons after school because I stayed on to do my A levels.
Yeah,
because mum said.
Very good.
Yes, mum said.
Do all your revision and your A levels, but still go to every dance class you can possibly go to after school.
Yeah,
it's hard to fit. It's hard to make time for all of that.
Oh, yes, but she did.
So when did you realise that actually it was Faye that was going to be the household name?
Well, she started doing competition dancing earlier than Claire. I still don't know how Miss Anne did it, but Miss Anne could spot talent, raw talent. Mm.
That was my dancing teacher from Anglo School of Dance in Luton. So,
and Faye did competition dancing from six, and Claire wasn't really interested in that at that time because Claire was more into scouts and other
outdoors stuff.
So Faye continued doing pantomimes because you did pantomime every year.
Until I was too big.
Until you were too big, exactly.
You must be so, so proud. I mean, of both of your daughters, but...
Oh, yes.
We need to talk about Faye today.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's funny, though, because, literally left school and got my first job, didn't I? I think it was in the... What was it? 6 weeks holiday. The end of the 6 weeks holiday, I ended up going over to Denmark.
No. You left school on the Friday. You were in Denmark on the Monday.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Was it really?
What was in Denmark?
So I had a little job dancing at a theme park in Barken. And the what was it? Der Nulem Schnarken, der Schoes på Barken. I'm really sorry to anybody who understands Danish. it's like, this is the best show on earth or something like that. Yes. I don't know. Anyway, so there were like four of us English girls who went out to dance on the stage with a magician. That was my first. And it was like, who
I'd
knew?
I'd love to see that. Is
oh,
that, my God. Is that traceable?
Amazing.
Can YouTube that?
Oh, I don't think it would be, which is a shame because I'd like to see that. Oh. But it was brilliant fun. So that was my first sort of contract when I left school, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then I ended up dancing with Blind Kings, like sort of shows, like lots of troops of girls doing fabulous things in bikinis and feathers. Oh, I felt like a proper showgirl. It was
amazing.
That is
a dream come true, especially if you wanted to do musical theatre and perform all your life.
Yeah, I mean, also, because I think we grew up watching, what was that, do you remember that show about the Bluebells? What was that called? You know, the high kicking fabulous showgirls.
Like
that was So I had all sparkly eyes for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it was more about dancing when I was growing up, wasn't it?
Although you sang with the school band as well, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did. So I played saxophone at school.
That's interesting choice. Yeah. Instrument.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Fabulous. I played the recorder. That's like not as cool as the saxophone.
Yeah.
So did the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, alto sax I ended up playing. And then I had to be a third. I could never move up to first because I was singing as well. Okay. So I had to sit on the end. And then we'd tour every year, wouldn't we, and do a week somewhere in Europe with the school band, big band. So, yeah, I guess I was singing then.
You were.
Yeah, you know.
So you've just, I mean, you've literally, you've grafted, haven't you?
Yeah. I was in a covers band as well, doing pubs and clubs and social clubs, and we used to drive around in our van and set up the electrics ourselves, you know. Yeah. And I loved that as well. That was brilliant fun.
And then Steps happened.
Yeah, well, I was actually singing down the road here at the Windows restaurant, and Hilton at Hyde Park Corner, being a lounge singer just before the audition for Steps. But it was kind of, it was a lovely job to have, but we had to sing very quietly because people had to be able to talk over their dinner. Oh,
that's annoying. You can't belt it out. You've got to sort of like
exactly. Which is hilarious. Try doing Tina Turner really quietly. So that was really good fun.
Quite a skill.
But then, the audition came up for Steps. So, I was auditioning for everything at the time. I think I've been really lucky because I haven't ever had a major gap in work of since I left school. But I know what I'd like to do. And the thing is, we never know what shows are going to be about, what's going to be open, what's going to be closing, when it's going to be touring, where I'm going to be sort of within my Steps life as well for these opportunities. But yeah, there's definitely a list.
So, so cool. So, what's the one thing that surprised you about being famous?
Being famous is wonderful because you can do good things with it. And it's great because it makes people happy and I also think it brings people together. But I think there's lots of sort of pros and cons as well.
I mean, it's obviously really clear how precious family is and special it is to you. I can only kind of empathise the same thing with me when I was travelling so much. And it's like, there were no phones. It was fax machines and things like that. And it's like impossible. Oh, yeah. Or you're doing a long distance call and reversing the charges. You're like, please say yes and accept the call. But it's like, you know, those precious, precious times. And I read in another interview about you saying that you didn't want to move to London back before. And that every time you left your family, it was just like this big wrench in your heart, you know, just having to have that distance. And so being away, touring...
Yeah. Yeah.
Being away from your sister, it must have been so hard.
Yeah,
I know you're caught up in it and so you're so busy and you're just, you know, it's a whirlwind, but, you know, I'm the same as you. I need my family close by. I need to kind of...
It's having a bit of normal, I think, which keeps your feet on the ground, but also having people that you trust and that you love and that you could be silly with and that you know that you're not being watched. You know, it's just having that real time. And I am really, really we're really a close family. We are. And we look after each other, you know, and we go through life and challenges and everything else. And it's like, I feel really lucky to have an amazing family who are so supportive and who do look after me and make sure that I'm all right, you know, as well. So, and I do the same with my sister as well, you know. Yes. I adore her and it's so lovely that, you know, we have such a great relationship still.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you speak pretty much every day? Dorothy, do you?
No, not every day.
You don't?
We probably every 3 days, we don't need to speak that often. And I think we've always been really comfortable, haven't we?
Oh, yes. I mean, you do get the odd occasion when she doesn't talk to us. Week or fortnight, maybe, and you're leaving a message on her saying,
"Are you alive?
Are you alive?"
Where you see, we've got this thing on iPhone with my family that we've got Find My Friends. Mm-hmm. So even if we don't, it's a little stalkery. It's meant in the nicest possible way. So if you're not, you know, you're not able to speak, you can just sort of go, "Where are they?" Right, you know, they're at home, or you know. And I check with my sisters and stuff. Sometimes I'll take a picture and be like, "Why are you here?" And that's slightly odd. But that's if I don't get to speak to them, at least I know that they're safe and they're at home.
Yeah.
So maybe you could get that on your phone.
We've now got a little WhatsApp group, haven't we? Which is quite funny. Which is hilarious for mum and dad because we'll be chatting away and hello.
You'll wake up and there's 152 messages.
Yeah, so that's really quite cute.
Was there ever a time when you didn't speak? Did you ever fall out for any period of time?
No, I don't think so, really.
No, I think just... I think during Steps first time round, I think we had times where I was just away a lot.
Yes.
And sometimes I got so busy, I think, wrapped up in it all, that I wasn't around enough, I think.
Mm.
And you had to be aware of how much pressure she was under. She did one tour. She was in America for a tour. And she came home and locked herself in her bedroom for 2 days. She wouldn't talk to anybody.
That's exhausted, Mum, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It was a case of you're tolerant of these things because you understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that because of the nature of the industry we're in, it's like there isn't you don't have set hours to work. You literally work every hour that God sends you and take every job because you want to be the most successful and keep up that momentum. And I think we were just ground into, well, like run into the ground in the end, weren't we?
Yes. I mean, steps had to come to an end at that time.
Yeah, I mean, it was going to break at some point, wasn't it?
A 6-month break, something like that.
If we'd have had
on
time
offer,
off.
Then probably that would have kept them from splitting up. Because you can't ever lose those people.
But at the same time, you can't sustain what they would.
I mean, if you lock 5 siblings in a room for up to 6 weeks at a time.
Even 6 hours, hello.
Oh, yes. You're going to get one strangled.
Yes, absolutely.
Another beaten.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. They did. They lived in each other's pockets, bless them. And you had to feel for them at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really did.
So what mistakes do you think that you made or that have you made throughout your career, and what would you have done differently?
Mistakes? I don't think so. I don't regret anything that I've done.
Yeah.
I feel that everything that you do is a learning curve. Mm-hmm. Whether things go right or wrong depends on life. It just does. So I don't feel like I've made any mistakes. I think... not work-wise, anyway. Mm. I think I've had some really interesting, quirky, weird jobs at different times. And I've done some funky shows that aren't, you know, best known out there. But I've met some incredible people through doing those and met some amazing talent and sort of been able to experience my own thing and develop my skills or what have you. But, I've done some weird and wonderful stuff, haven't I? Yeah. But it's good fun. I mean, you know, we're in this crazy industry and it's like...
It is a crazy industry.
Yeah.
But it is fun.
Yeah.
But nothing you regret. It's made you who you are.
I can look back and I can cringe quite happily, you know.
I do that when I look at pictures.
But you've got to own it, haven't you?
Totally.
It's like, yeah, I wanted to do that and yeah, I did it. Yeah. hands held high, yeah.
And did you go to your mum, Dorothy, with these jobs that came up for grabs? And would you sort of use your mum as a sounding board?
All the time. I still do, don't I?
Yes.
Like... She gives you the advice that you that you need.
I mean,
and that
I
you
don't
crave.
Necessarily always take it, but I always come to you with every job, don't I?
Yes.
And I say, oh, this has come up. This is this audition. What do you think? And she'll say, oh, lovely. Okay. Or not, as the case may be.
I mean, we've seen her through it all. I mean, Auntie Carol and I used to go and watch. And she used to go out with us as a twosome, pubs and clubs.
Our duo.
And they were doing it at pubs. My husband would never have let me go in.
I mean, really? The right sordid
place. Auntie Carol always used to have the man in the dirty grey Mac by her drink. I could talk my way into any United Services Club, Working Men's Club.
I mean, you're rock and roll, Mum. You're hardcore.
God,
I love it.
And it was hilarious. We used to laugh.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Love to see photos of that.
Oh my God, I think we've... You've still got a poster in my bedroom because Mum took over my bedroom and made it into her sewing room,
yes.
Didn't you, Mum?
Yeah.
I came home and it wasn't my room anymore. It was full of all your stuff.
It was.
So that was when I was like, I'm definitely not coming home again now, my mum. But in that room, there's still like my sort of paintings on the wall. But then top of that, there was the posters of Lush, which was my duo, Deja Vu, which was the trio, in our sexy little outfits aren't sexy at all. Yeah, fabulous.
And it's been great fun. I mean, we've been on an amazing learning curve, my husband and I.
What have you learned?
Well, I don't think 20 years ago you would have got my husband anywhere near a gay club.
I know, and look at him now, kissing all the drag queens.
Oh, I love it.
Fabulous. That's fantastic.
It really is.
And did you sing when you were younger, Dorothy, or dance, or did you, if you... Where did the girls get it from?
It's like looks, isn't it? I mean, I've got two daughters who are both very beautiful in different ways. Brought up two absolutely beautiful grandmothers, and it misses a generation, and life's a bitch.
Stop it!
Yeah, oh my God. When you were at school, though, Mum, you were called Dodd Legs because she has these fabulous legs. And I think my sister have got pretty good legs to say that.
Yes.
I mean, it's not our worst feature, is it? So
no,
we got those from you.
No,
and
not.
I think singing comes from maybe Dad's side because his grandpa, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Grandpa Tozer sang. And
Welsh background.
My grandfather was in the Rosemary's Choir.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is in...
Maybe.
In the blood somewhere, she said.
She said.
Yeah.
And what was your relationship like with your mum growing up? Do you feel like it's a similar... Do you have a similar closeness?
Yes.
Is there sort of similarities that you can recognise?
I don't know, because in my generation, families were slightly different. However... My parents were both tolerant and very, very supportive. And as far as they were concerned, we could go out and rule the world.
As females? As girls, growing up.
As their children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think enough parents do these days.
In fact, that's one of the things that you definitely instilled in me and my sister. As soon as we left school, you were like, go find your life, go fly the nest and go and do your thing.
Oh, yes.
And there were lots of my friends who, like, their mums and dads were just like that, we'll just keep you here, we'll just keep you at home.
Yes.
And you were, very much like that.
Does
that come from
out.
Your mum and dad then?
Yes. If you don't go out and grab life by the throat, somebody else is grabbing your share.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
It's true.
And you're right, for us girls, not enough people champion and be like, go on, go out there, you can do it. You've got the confidence, you can be whoever you want to be, you can do whatever you want to do. That is incredible.
Yeah.
Making me feel quite emotional, Dorothy.
I mean, as far as, yes, faded her A-levels.
Yeah.
And we spent a long time persuading her to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the future, she could go to college without having to do stupid exams at the wrong time of life. And
I did go back to college for a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah, you did indeed. But she did have a job on offer at 16 going abroad. But we thought that was a bit young and hoped that she was more sensible when she was 18. And and I have to say, we did trust the people you went with.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the really important thing, because we knew people who worked for Belinda.
Yeah.
And
girls that were out there, they'd been there for years, they knew the ropes, they knew where they were going, so I was in safe hands, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah, she was in very safe hands. I mean, otherwise, I don't think I would have slept.
No, exactly. Yeah.
But I think, like you said, you've instilled some amazing morals and in your daughter. And also, I just love the fact you were so, you were really obedient, like listening to your mum, Dorothy, and being like, getting your A-levels, even though it went against everything, you know, that yeah. you wanted to be out there it's performing.
A real penance that was. Yeah, well, my friends were going off to stage school and yeah. phoning me saying they were missing classes because they were going to the cinema. And I was like, that, what, you're missing a class? Yes. Yeah, so...
So what did you get your A-levels in?
Art, drama and English literature.
Mm. Very good.
Yeah. I mean, still artistic, fun stuff.
Very good. Yes.
English lit was kind of a, yeah, that yeah. was a hard drive, but yeah.
I was better at language, yeah. I think, than English yeah. literature. Crikey, yeah. well done you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I can remember never that Midlothian, that was like a Bible to read, horrendous, yeah. Anyway.
So what I want to ask you both is what you think you've learnt from each other then over the years.
You start on me.
No, I think we've got a very good relationship. We can talk to each other about anything.
Yeah, we really can.
And without any bones about it at times.
I mean, we don't argue either,
no,
do we?
No.
We don't ever have cross words.
No.
I mean, when I was little and growing up, obviously, you'd shout at me to
yes.
put me in my place, which is normal.
Yes.
But we don't. We're not shouty to each other. I don't think we've ever been shouty to each other. Actually, thinking about it,
no.
Only
no,
if I was being obnoxious. I think what Mum has taught me is to be a grafter and to go get life, as we were saying earlier. Mm. You know, Mum worked, you know, sometimes two jobs to try and make the money for all the dance classes me and my sister were doing. You know, when things, you know, you've done every sort of job. You were a golf club manager. You worked for the tax office. You've been a school nurse. You know, it's like if you put your mind to it, you can be anything you want. And yeah. It's like and being prepared to do anything to get through, you know, and I think that's a really incredible quality. And Mum and Dad are both super positive people. And if there's a challenge in front of you, you can always find a way around it.
Mm. Okay.
And no matter where you are, there's always a solution. And I think that's an incredible thing.
Yeah, very much so.
So important. It really is so, so important.
And I mean, Faye's been incredibly supportive. I don't know how you did Over the Rainbow. Over the Rainbow was the story of
Eva Cassidy,
mm-hmm. and Faye was Eva Cassidy doing those songs and dying on stage.
So Eva Cassidy came to an end because she had melanoma cancer.
Yeah,
and
her brother-in-law was dying of leukemia.
In real life.
In real life.
I was doing that.
Bless her. And I've not had such a good year. She's been tremendous support. Because I've got cancer.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry, darling. I've still
got
my hair.
You are like a positive ox, aren't you, Mother?
Oh, yes. Damn, yes.
And she's still going to outlive us all, aren't
oh,
you,
good
Mum?
Oh, God, yes, I haven't got time to die.
You're amazing. You are so, you are incredible.
Not really.
I think you are.
But you
I think
are,
you really
Mum.
Don't. I don't know if you're underestimating yourself or just being humble, but I there's such an amazing inner strength there within you. And you've got this amazing young lady as your testament. I mean, it's just, you're an incredible family. Incredible.
We are
so lucky.
And I'm really grateful that you took the time to come and talk to me today, because I know that obviously
you're very well.
You've travelled.
Oh, yes.
To come.
Mother.
To come and sit in this lovely, flamboyant, pink, florally, fluffy dressing room.
Yes, indeed.
But, yeah. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Are you going through treatment?
I'm almost finished.
Good.
Treatment.
Good.
Look at the hair, though. On
look
the hair.
Hair.
You did the
look
cold
at the hair. Cap. I'm so proud.
You did the cold cap, didn't you?
I did
you
cold
you enjoyed
that. It's supposed
that.
To be really painful.
It is
my cousin
weird.
Did
it's not
it
painful.
Recently.
It's weird because you sit there thinking, because you freeze from the middle of your scalp upwards. In a sort of circle that grows, and you're sitting there thinking, can't hack this, can't hack this, can't, do I want my hair? I can hack this.
I think your hair looks thicker and darker than it did before, which
yes.
is crazy.
My hair was absolutely dead white. I've got dark roots. And I'm hoping in 6 months' time, that I'll have lost some wrinkles.
There we go. You're going to be the Benjamin Button, aren't you?
Yeah,
I am indeed.
Dorothy Button.
Yes. Full-on brunette.
That's it.
Yeah.
Once you get that mini skirt out again, eh?
Show us those legs. What's the nickname again?
Dodd legs.
We'll get them out by the summer. Couple of months. We'll be out can-canning around the place.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You're a superstar, mum.
Totally are.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dorothy. Jeez. Amazing. I don't know what else is there to say. I just feel so sort of quite overwhelmed by it all. It was such a lovely insight into your relationship and this remarkable woman that's behind the matriarch of the family.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. The rock.
And I think the reason why you didn't argue is because the one crossword from Dorothy will put you right in your place.
I know, hilarious. When we were little, yeah, all of my friends were absolutely in fear of you, weren't they? I came home drunk for the first time when I was little and they left me on the doorstep and put the, rang the bell, did they?
Ring the bell?
Yeah. So I threw up in the flower bed in front.
That
yeah,
amazing. Tears, wasn't it?
Did you admit to your mum that you'd done that? Threw up in the flower.
Oh, no, they watched me do it.
Oh, no.
Horrendous, yeah.
Oh, my God. We've all done that, though, haven't we? I remember coming home and being sick in the backyard and then calling up and saying, Mum, I love you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, we've learned our lesson now, I think. Yeah, no. Yeah. And just quickly, steps.
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Well, next chapter.
Steps.
I know.
I mean,
right?
You're so busy. I don't even know how you're going to fit it all in. But are you going to dedicate the next half a year to...
So while I'm down here doing the West End show, I'm going to be going to the recording studio during the day and we're going to start recording our next album, which is very exciting.
Oh.
And we shall be doing videos and things sort of in the autumn, I believe. That's because we have to juggle us all around because we've all got other things going on.
Yeah.
Then Christmas I'm doing Panto and then we'll be doing a Steps release. We should be probably dropping the album around springtime next year.
Okay.
Hopefully to tour.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of 2020.
Blimey.
Yeah, so exciting.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know when you were doing Strictly, you said that finally people are calling you, instead of calling you Faye from Steps, they're calling you Faye from Strictly, which just to say will last a very long time because when I did Strictly 11 years ago, people still talk to me about Strictly. But then maybe once you do the new album, it's going to be back to Faye from Steps again.
It's like people don't know what to call me, so Faye Tozer will do. You
know?
Faye Tozer, your real name.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You'll take that.
I love it in here. I'm going to sit and watch you do your makeup for tonight's show. You're not here with me now, but thank you so much for talking to me.
Aww.
You are lovely. Dorothy and Faye Tozer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fabulous is Britain's most read women's magazine and is packed full of affordable fashion and beauty, as well as exclusive interviews with our most loved female celebrities. It's also free every week in the Sun on Sunday. Join me next time on Things I Told My Daughter when I get another chance to meet an amazing mum and daughter duo. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. Tell us what you think of our podcast too. Please leave a review on your podcast app or talk to us on Twitter at FabulousMag. I'm Lisa Snowden and you've been listening to Things I Told My Daughter. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.